All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here's JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, no Joel, no Barry. But it is still The Usual Suspects. Cam Thomas, they let us back on the airways.
I just almost lost all hearing as soon as he said, like, Mike's hide is like, oh, my God, it was blaring. But nonetheless, yeah, I'm back like I never left. Last year I had some good nuggets of information for my people going into 2017, and I will not let you down. I got some nuggets for y'all today.
We will be hearing Cam Nuggets. Nick, what's up, my man? How was Christmas for you, buddy?
It was great, man. I just did absolutely nothing. I did go to the Texans game, but other than that,
nothing.
Well, I mean, there was really nothing to watch.
You could have watched the Steelers.
Yeah, I did.
There
was more action on the Steelers end, for sure. No question. Yeah, I did watch. I mean, I was there, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was...
Over or under four beers?
I mean, I'm in the press box, bro. Can't do that.
Oh, you had had credentials.
Yeah,
you're big time.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd have rather paid for a ticket.
No, not me. I'm not paying to see a single Texans game.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Why would you rather pay to see that though?
I'm not finna sit through it sober.
I mean, in the press box, you at least get food.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Can we trade?
You have to be professional.
Bro, it's Christmas Eve. Ain't nobody worried about what we got going in the press box, bro. You need to lighten up a little bit.
It's not me. It's not my rules.
They need to lighten up, too. Lighten it up a little bit. Lighten the load. It's Christmas Eve. We're sitting here watching this, you know, moribund offense. We had some. There was some quarterback. No
I mean,
one.
They spiced up the food. I mean, that's all. No. That's about all they did.
Really. Wait, what did they serve?
I think they had They had ham and they had chicken and they had mashed potatoes and they had, they had a decent spread.
This is a festive Christmas day for the Texans.
Yeah.
In the press box.
Bro, since when did it, okay, so this is my thing, right? Why is it an American tradition to have the same food for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
It's a good question, man.
Why is it American tradition? Like, okay, we had turkey and dressing and ham and all of that stuff a month ago. What's next?
Yeah, we don't ever do that, though.
That's because y'all like to go spend money.
My family does not like to spend money.
Oh.
We
I'm
trying to think.
But I am kind of with him. I think I had the exact same macaroni and cheese last night that I had for Thanksgiving, so... I do kind of agree with you.
Well, see, last year we went to, we went to Saltgrass last year, actually, on Christmas. We went
not
to
bad.
Saltgrass, yeah.
Well, Cam's not, he doesn't approve?
The year before that we went to Ruth Chris. I wouldn't approve of that either. That's a very expensive
I heard
place.
About the bill.
Yeah, it's $50 a plate at Ruth Chris.
I heard about the bill, so I was out.
No, I'm with you. I'm not going to lie. When you said that, it made me completely think about the Christmas dinner I had last night because it was literally the exact same stuff. Macaroni and cheese.
And I want to know why that's American custom. Like, why do we do that?
They're not carrying over the turkey, though, are they?
I don't know. I have no idea. But enough is enough. We need to do something different. Whenever I decide to, like, stop being a boy and become a man and have a family and all that overrated stuff and... You know, care for other people. I'm going to do something different around the Christmas time. But I will say this. My child cannot believe in Santa Claus.
Why?
Because Santa ain't help pay these bills. Santa ain't buy these gifts. Santa ain't real. I bought these gifts.
See, last time I said Santa wasn't real on these airwaves, I got in some trouble. You guys have access to the text line?
I don't think that we do, but we do have access. Well, we have access to
that's probably a good thing.
HRP listener line 713-780-3776. is the HRMP listener line.
Santa wasn't shopping on Cyber Monday. He wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Look, you can't tell the kids that Santa isn't real.
Why not?
Once they get like maybe 10, maybe.
No,
right?
I don't want my unborn children to grow up in this fantasy land.
It's not a fantasy land.
It is fantasy.
No, it's not. It is.
There is no fat white guy just going giving out gifts to the kids in the hood.
He could be black.
Like when you went to the mall, how often did you see Black Santa? I'll wait.
I don't think we took pictures with Santa a lot when I was younger, but I always thought that Santa was real. We used to put the cookies out.
Oh my God.
We used to put the cookies out and the milk out, and they'd be like, all right, you got to get in bed by 10 o'clock because Santa'll be here by midnight. And of course, that's what we did. And then obviously, there are times where we wake up at 4 to try to catch Santa, and we never did.
This sounds so pathetic. This sounds so pathetic on
Look,
so
I
many
tell,
levels.
I tell you one thing. From August...
Let me hear, were you a Tooth Fairy fan as well?
As long as they kept putting money under my pillow, I was. Did you not get money under your pillow?
Yeah, but I knew my mama put it there.
I mean, I called somebody one day. That's the only reason I knew.
I had what was called common sense.
I mean, but when you're 5, like...
I had common sense. There's no little fairy about, you know, bite size, just whispering in the wind to come pick up teeth.
You have
to. What kind of bad hobby is that?
You have to suspend disbelief.
No, I don't have time for that. I live in the real world.
We all do.
No.
Yes, we do.
I don't.
Did your mom not tell you about Santa to get you to act right from like August to like December?
Have you not figured out I was a disobedient child?
You still are now, probably.
I'm definitely a child. Disobedient, not as much. I think I'm a ne'er-do-well now.
You want to explain to everybody what that means?
It's in the middle of, like, Neanderthal and, you know, outlandish. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm a ne'er-do-well.
My goodness gracious. You actually want to talk about sports now?
Yeah,
no?
Let's do it.
All right. Actually, no, I lied. I don't want to.
Man, we got...
I mean, we got 3 hours. Like, we have plenty of time.
We got 3 hours. We'll get around to it.
Look, we have plenty of time to actually talk about how bad the Texans are and how I believe that Bill O'Brien should be fired. We have plenty of time to talk about how bad the Cowboys are and how I believe Jason Garrett is the worst coach in the NFL. Plenty of time to talk about how if the Ravens and Titans win, they're in, essentially.
Yeah.
Got plenty of time for all of that. I'm just trying to figure out why you didn't believe Santa was real. Because if I have kids, if I'm blessed enough to have kids one day, they're going to believe that Santa's real until they're 10.
Look, bro, you ever look on Twitter or Instagram or something and be like, how in the hell did she get pregnant?
That's not always the case.
I really just scrolled on my timeline yesterday and it was like 3 girls that were expecting. Right, and I was just like, "How are y'all? Like, who made this conscious decision?"
Well, one,
it might not have been conscious.
It might not have been. Conscious.
It might not have been conscious. But let's just say, for the sake of conversation, that it was conscious. What thought process did you go to get to that point,
Nick? What ethnicity are you?
I'm originally Egyptian, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure y'all don't have this in y'all like. Community to where like it's like always like the ones who are not as blessed as far as looks goes that they are the ones that always get pregnant.
Y'all
first.
Have a lot of ugly people in Egyptian culture.
Absolutely,
question. I didn't want to call them ugly.
I'll do it.
No, that's all good.
Okay, let's just say okay. Let's call it unattractive.
There no, that's go. All good. No, there's plenty of ugly Egyptians. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
I just look around and I'm like, oh my God, y'all are expecting like he has to deal with you.
For the next 18 years. Or he could just not deal with her and be a, you know.
Yeah, but we don't condone deadbeat. That.
I do not condone.
We don't condone that. Deadbeat, no.
I don't. I'm actually surprised you don't.
I don't condone that. You know, you attack my character a lot.
Nick, what type of women do you like?
Man, I like all kinds. I got the reputation of liking plus size Latinas on this particular program. just because Joel and Barry like to bust my balls so much on this show. But, I mean, I like all kinds of women. I mean, I'm not really that particular.
Your last,
full disclosure.
Your last girlfriend looked like?
She was a petite Latina.
So you
very
do,
petite Latina.
So you like the Latinos?
I do. Latinas.
Latinas.
But yeah, absolutely. What about you guys?
I'm all black.
Likewise.
That's it? Negative for everything else?
Well,
that's
see,
racist.
See,
well, it's not there is one Latatino woman that is built for tough. And I am trying to learn the language of Spanish so I could be a part of her family.
Okay.
We can have these little Clay Thompsons running around here.
The reason why.
Just a little more tan.
The reason why, like, I used to like Latinos back in the day, but I figured out once they get pregnant, they get that box shape.
That's awesome. You're going to get in more trouble than I am. This is fantastic. I love it.
This is why we're here.
Yeah, this is why we're here. All right, coming up next, we'll probably talk about the Texans. I'm pretty sure that's what y'all want to hear. We got some Rockets talk on the way as well. NFL, NBA, all of that. JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for Joel and Barry on The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick is here. No Joel, no Barry. JT Barrett, Cam Thomas. Filling in for those guys here on The Usual Suspect. 713-780-3776 is the HRP listener line. 713-780-3776. You can follow me on Twitter at JT Barrett TSM. Follow Cam Thomas on Twitter at Cam Thomas TSM. Nick, where can they follow you at on Twitter?
At the producer Nick.
The producer Nick. That's
yes,
where you can follow Nick Sharaw. We do have a caller on the HRP listener line. Let's go ahead and take the caller before we get into some sports. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think I knew who y'all was again. Y'all was on the radio before doing a holiday. I just got to speak to y'all, man. I don't know how long they going to keep y'all on the radio, but I'm enjoying it, man. I'm a brother, too, and I can tell that y'all was brothers. And everything y'all said was on point. Y'all got me cracking up at work, and I just want to let y'all know that. Y'all got a podcast or anything?
We do have a podcast. You can go to podcast300.com and search The Takeover. We do a podcast. We typically try to do a podcast every week, yeah?
Yeah, man. I'm just letting y'all know, man. I enjoy it, man. You know, it's a different type of flavor, man, that I can relate to, man.
Hey, we appreciate
it. I keep doing y'all thing, and I'm tuned in, man.
Hey, appreciate
it. We appreciate you. We definitely do. It's a good caller right there. We like that. We like that praise.
You like that?
Cam, all right, before we go, because we do want to talk about the Texans. We are going to get into sports. But Cam had a little bit more on the Santa because you kind of tried to break it down in where the Santa Clauses might be in Houston. We're in Houston, so you tried to break it down to where the Santa Clauses might
right.
be in Houston.
So this is exactly how it's going to be, right? So remember I actually just asked you, when's the last time you saw Black Santa,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So obviously the Galleria gets, White Santa.
White Santa, okay.
Okay. And to find Black Santa, you probably have to go to either A, Sharpstown.
Okay.
B, what's the name? Guns Point. I'm sorry, Greens Point. Same thing.
Greens Point.
Greens Point, Guns Point, same thing. And then third, at Alameda Mall, right across from my place of employment, that's where you got Latatino Santa. That's where you got Javier or Juan.
Or Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus close.
You think Gio goes in to be... He's kind of big enough to be a Santa Claus,
Gio
right?
is only there for the cookies.
Are you talking about Gio Lopez?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's not that big. Dang, y'all are...
Look, I haven't seen Gio in 2 months.
Slowly, but his neck is slowly but surely disappearing.
You must be cool with Gio.
That's my guy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've gone out with Gio. I didn't realize. I mean, I was drinking, so I didn't realize how big or small Gio Lopez was. I wasn't really paying attention.
He was working out.
Okay.
Right, he just tried to lie to me and said that's muscle.
What, via text? Is he listening?
I don't know. He might still be here.
He's here. He might. Yeah.
He's
actually, is at the SB Nation side.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Well, this will get back to him.
Probably. Okay. And we don't care.
Yeah, he's built like a box now.
Cam, is it time for Bill O'Brien to go? I told you before, I think of five coaches in the NFL, I thought two of them were in Texas, Jason Garrett and also Bill O'Brien. I said Bill O'Brien had to go. I mean, he's been through, 16, 17 quarterbacks. Obviously, not all his fault. But also said that the only reason he wouldn't go this year is because Deshaun Watson was going to save his job.
Which he was doing.
Which he was on his way. Well, not really. What was his record? 3-3 as a starter?
Just about.
I mean, they won every game, teams that was under 500 pretty much.
But
and then
also,
they lost every game versus teams that was over 500. The only case that you can make is versus the Titans, and we see how bad that offense has been.
Yeah, so this is my thing, right? So obviously we saw how well Deshaun Watson played, right? But in that same breath, the Houston Texans have always been known for their top five defensive unit, albeit not the secondary because it's bad. Outside of Kevin Johnson, secondary is pretty suspect. They're the usual suspects, right?
Yeah.
But with that being said, obviously a great pass rush makes up for their secondary deficiencies. And you just lost two top 10 pass rushers, not even a quarter apart. Maybe like five plays apart, right? But also, let's say, I'll humor you. Let's say you do get rid of Bill O'Brien. Is there anybody really out there that, are you going to look for the older, more seasoned coach? Are you going to go the Buffalo Bills or the Rams route and find somebody younger, first-time coach? What do you look for?
That's the worst take in sports is, well, if you do fire him, then who are you going to hire?
I'm just saying, where do you go?
It doesn't matter. He needs to go. It don't matter where you go.
So then where do you – yes, it does.
As long as you do not go Jeff Fisher, at this point in time, Bill O'Brien has to go.
That's fine. Someone get Lovie Smith on the phone.
Lovie Smith has been to a Super Bowl.
Someone get Lovie – Bill O'Brien's got rings.
He wasn't a head coach.
Doesn't matter.
At least Lovie Smith was. And he took Rex Grossman.
No, Brian Urlacher took Rex Grossman. Let's not get it twisted. But let's look around the league. We know McDaniels isn't leaving the Pats, right? And he shouldn't. He's got the best job in the NFL.
Well, he tried the head coach thing before.
Exactly.
He's not gonna
cross that bridge again. He shouldn't anyway. So, is this even the most attractive job open right now? Let's say it becomes open. Would that even be the most attractive job open? Because let's just say.
Yeah, I mean, it would be because you'll have job stability. I mean, look at the GM. He's been here forever, and he ain't done a good job.
Let's say that the Cowboys job comes open. The Houston job comes open. You still got Cincinnati, the New York Giants, and Oakland job comes open.
And probably Tampa Bay.
And maybe Tampa Bay. I wouldn't doubt. It wouldn't shock me. Let me say that. Let's say those
probably
jobs.
Probably Chicago.
And let's say Bruce Arians retires because of health issues. So out of all those jobs, is the Texas job the most attractive?
Well, no. Cowboys job would by far be most attractive.
Is it?
What kind of question is that?
Are
you seriously asking that question?
Is that really the most attractive job?
What job is better? You tell me.
Make the case that the Houston job is better.
No. You got.
Well, first of all, you have an uninvolved plantation owner in Robert McNair. And Jerry's over there just running his own agenda. Jerry's pushing his own agenda over there in Dallas. If you have any kind of a backbone, you should not go to the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, yeah, we know that. We've seen that since Jimmy got fired, right? But you still, like, the talent level in Houston or Dallas, which one is better?
I'd actually go Houston.
Where? They don't have an off. They haven't had an offensive line in years.
It starts up front, right?
So
we'll say this. These two things cancel out. The Dallas Cowboys offensive line and Houston's front seven. Boom. They wash.
If you want to cancel them out, that's fine.
They wash. Okay, right. So now let's look.
All right.
Quarterbacks, they're by what and what? Running backs, okay. Obviously the Cowboys
get it. Yes. Get it.
And but the Texans get receiver.
They have receiver. They have one receiver.
You still have Terrence Williams on the roster.
They have one receiver on the roster.
And I don't even know if Dallas has one, because Dez Bryant is no longer, you know, a receiver anymore.
At least you can throw to Cole Beasley or Jason Witten, or like, who else are you gonna throw to on the
Jason
Texans?
Jason Witten is 90.
Who are you gonna go to on the Texans besides DeAndre Hopkins? I'll wait.
I mean, hey, actually, Will Fuller was showing some promise.
Oh gosh.
Did Will Fuller not have five touchdowns in three games?
Will Fuller and Terrence Williams are essentially the same people.
Ooh.
Will Fuller's a lot faster, that's about it. But they both drop hella balls and they can't get open unless it's a fly route.
That's probably true.
All right.
If you had to pick one out of the two, which one would you pick?
The fans. I'm not picking either one. They're bad. They're not any good. Like, I would, like, Terrence Williams is awful. So who else you got? Because there's nobody else on the Texans.
I mean, we just went through the offense and the defense.
Okay, well, if you're
taking... about a wash.
The quarterbacks
cancel out. The offensive line of the Cowboys and the Houston Texans front seven, they cancel out too. They both... The Houston Texans have an all-pro receiver, and DeAndre, at least he's been all-pro this year, right? So they've got Hopkins. Dez is clearly
We have an all-pro running back. Cowboys do.
Yeah, y'all get the running back. Y'all, that's not even up for discussion. Y'all get the running back. And Houston gets the receiver. So, boom. Now we're back at square one. We're even.
I would rather have a running back than receiver.
In a passing league?
I mean,
but if that running back, you kind of probably want to give him the ball more than three times in the second half.
That's why Jason Garrett needs to be fired.
But for who?
I don't care. Don't bring that argument for
Fine.
Who.
Get Dave Campo back on the line. Someone get Campo. Matter of fact, go get the coach from Katy. High school.
I would probably take him over Bill O'Brien and Jason Garrett right now.
Put them together as coordinators. Make Garrett the quarterback's coach. Flip it. Make O'Brien the quarterback's coach and Garrett the OC.
That would probably be a 0-16 team.
That team would put up 40 points a game.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas filling in for the usual suspects here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, no Joel, no Barry. What do you think those guys, like, want for Christmas? Like, Joel looks like a guy who wants...
To be off the air.
Joel looks like a guy who would want a grill for Christmas.
Or a Yeti cooler.
Or a book.
Bro, I saw somebody got books for Christmas, and I thought they were unloved.
Really?
Bro, is that the best you could do? Is this what you think of me? You got me a damn book?
I think...
You could have just got me a gift card somewhere. It would have been cheaper than this damn book I ain't gonna read.
But nobody would ever give you a book because they know you don't read.
I don't.
So, but I think for people who read, they actually love it. It's an actual thoughtful gift. You put in the thought process to go out and get a book.
No.
Yeah.
The day I get a book from someone is the day I disown them as a friend and or family member.
713-780-3776, the HRP listener line. We want to know what the... Let's do it. Worst gifts?
Worst
gifts? Worst gifts you ever either got or received. I mean, that's the same thing. Either received or given.
There you go.
There we go. 713-780-3...
What's the worst gift you ever got?
Me?
Yeah.
I think we did. I think we talked about this one time. But
it was probably last year.
I think it was maybe socks. But if you get me socks today, like, I'll be like, oh my gosh. Like, thank you. How many pairs did you give me? Like, I need them.
You're more appreciative of the socks
yes.
at an older age is what you're trying to say?
Yes. Like, when you're younger, and like the first gift that you open is just a pair of socks. It's like, whew, man, this is about to be a long Christmas day.
Yeah.
You want to see these new socks I got? Everybody else walking in the new outfit, because you know the family gathering is where you wore all your new stuff, right?
Yep.
At least that's what I did.
Yeah, we all did.
And that's where everybody wore their new stuff, new shoes. You probably had on new drawers, right? You may have even gotten new skin, but
what?
Everything on you was brand new.
Is this Michael Jackson?
Yes. Well, now Sammy Sosa.
Just a little bleach. No biggie.
Just a little bit. No biggie.
The worst gift I ever got was a picture of a gift. Bruh, I felt so played.
What? They were just planning on giving you the gift? They were just planning on stopping at the picture?
Yeah.
Like, well, they knew what was going to happen the entire time. They knew they were getting me a basketball goal, but they were on back order at the time because they had been selling so many. But I didn't know that. I was just a kid on Christmas Eve, ready to open up the gifts my mother got me.
Santa.
Look.
Santa. How old were you when this happened?
I was probably 9 or 10.
All right, so yeah, still Santa.
No, it's not.
That's bad. Nick.
I wiped my ass with your Santa beliefs.
Nick.
What's up?
What's the worst gift you ever got?
Man, I always say clothes. I used to get clothes, like shirts. I just didn't care. Because like you mentioned, like when you're younger, you don't care about socks. You just depend on your mom and dad to do that. So any type of clothing, I had little to zero care for. I just didn't care.
Like one thing I knew about Christmas, I was like, okay, I guess you could say this is when I kind of got a little, I started smelling myself a little bit. One year I told my mom, I was like, Mom, don't give me something you can get me in June or July. Spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up.
Do something a little different, right? Don't go get me the shirt you could have gotten, you know, during tax free weekend. Do something a little different.
So, what did she do?
She got me a picture.
She stuck to the picture. Eventually get the goal?
I eventually got the
goal. Okay, so it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but I felt terrible. I was like, what am I going to do with this? Is this hope?
But you're a kid, so how much longer after you saw the picture you actually got the goal?
About a week.
Okay.
I had the goal about a week after.
Which feels like a year when you're a kid.
And it actually did not, because I just got the brand new wrestling game back when the wrestling games were off the hook, before they got too difficult and made them 2K games. Back when they were still with THQ, who's now out of business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a gamer. I'm not big on the wrestling games. I'm more of like a basketball, Madden, and UFC.
I still play Madden to this day.
You can't stop playing, man. Madden, I don't think, is ever going to go away. At least not for a while.
No, not until they bring, like, the 2K back.
You think?
Like, the 2K5 was probably the best football game that was played, that ever came out.
Like, maybe when he, like, I don't know, like, maybe if his contract gets up or something. Because right now, like, that's the game. Like, you can't put any like NFL names and faces and teams and stuff unless it's a Madden game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucks. What about the worst gift y'all ever given?
I think you know what it is. He just doesn't want to reveal it is what it is.
Like, what would have been, like, what's worse than no gift?
I actually did that on New Year's Eve. So never mind.
Which is what?
I broke up with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, because you didn't want to buy nothing.
I had already bought the gift.
No, you didn't. You didn't want to buy nothing, so you broke up with her.
I bought the gift, given it to her, and I knew about a week in advance we were about to break up. So I was like, do I want to, like, you know, do this? And essentially it's like a peace offering. Okay, so like when I want to try, you know, stuff her stocking back, you know, like a week after, because you got that like week period where you can still, you know, sleep with your ex and it'd still be okay. That's what I was trying to get across. Like, I thought that would be like me mending the fence or whatever, right? I thought that was gonna buy me some time, but no, she was stingy with it. So then I did not feel bad when I pulled the trigger.
Okay, you, JT,
the worst gift given. See, like, back in the day, I would have thought it would have been gift cards, but...
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was right. Like, because it's the least thoughtful.
Yeah, but, like, I gave someone a gift card yesterday for a Secret Santa, and they was like, yo, this is better than money. I shop at this store all the time, and I'm like, I think once you get older, it's a lot more, you get a lot more appreciative of the things that you're kind of, like, getting.
Yeah.
And because you shop at these places, like, normally, and you can actually go there on your own, and it's like, oh, snap, I got this. Like, somebody gave me a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, and I was
not
like,
mad at you.
Yo, this is the
not
best gift
you.
Thus far.
You know,
just
now
yet.
That I think about it, that helped us sell me a Christmas gift.
Better get it.
Call her.
I need some socks or something.
Dudes, I'm telling you right now. Like, if somebody was to give me some socks right now.
Give me a pair of Fruit of the Loom drawers or something.
If somebody was to give me some socks right now, I'd be like, yo, this is legit. I'll take these.
I was going to say gift cards because they're the least thoughtful, but we actually did a Secret Santa that I forgot about on the air on SB Nation side.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get a gift for Jose Partida. You guys are familiar with Jose?
Yeah.
So it was a $10 max on the air Secret Santa, and I pulled up to the show like 15 minutes before the program to do the show, and they're like, you got your gift, just put it on the side. I'm like, oh crap, I completely forgot. So I like went and got a USB drive for like $8. So that's probably my worst gift that I've ever given. Jose Partida probably.
I'm so glad I don't work at a place that like does the Secret Santa stuff, because like, especially once I found out who I got, I wouldn't know what to get them.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, I mean, obviously, sometimes it's a little bit easier. Let's say the Secret Santa person I had was a, you know, ganja inhaler.
A what? A ganja inhaler. Okay, okay. Go ahead.
I just get them a $10 worth of Rillos.
Dog, a USB is what you
yeah.
got?
Yeah. I was like tied up against time. The show was at 11 sharp.
You could at least get a Subway gift card.
Oh, my gosh.
You yeah, told, there's a Subway
you
in the building.
USB
I probably
drive
see that was see that's
he was a dork.
Well, he's a radio producer. He could use a USB drive.
You essentially told him he was a dork and that there's nothing more you could think of.
You're
to
telling
get
me
him.
If you're a radio producer, you can't use a USB drive.
That is by far the worst gift I have.
He like, can get something like that in July. See, that's my point right there. That's something he could get in July.
I got him something. It's not like I left him hanging. I went back, got the gift, came back. $10. I mean, what do you got? You're on a $10 budget.
That's,
what else are you gonna do?
That's by far the worst gift I have.
I'm sure
ever.
There's worse. I think I would rather have a USB drive than clothes.
Seriously, 713-780-3776. What is the worst gift you ever received? That's it. That is in consideration for the worst, because there is. If somebody was to give me a USB drive today, I would ask for a gift receipt and take it back.
Yeah. If you do the Secret Santa thing, you have to, like, you know, give them the receipt just in case they don't want it. Go use it on something you want. It's essentially I pay for it. But get it for the same amount. Because I don't think
they had gift receipts at the CVS. That's where I bought it from.
Because let's say if I paid $10 for it, you paid $8 for that gift.
Yeah.
Right? And he you paid with a $10 bill. And he took it back, whatever, got something worth $8. Now he owes me $2.
No, see, that's in your mind, bud.
Is that not how it works?
Nope.
Listen. I would have rather you bought a $2 gift card and put the $7.37
you're on
change.
15-minute time restriction. What are you going to do?
You don't, like,
you're at
that's
this
because
location.
You did not prepare.
Yeah, I wasn't, clearly.
I would have, like, there had to be something better you could have did. You couldn't, like.
Not in 15 minutes?
Like, what's those, like a gift card? Not a gift card. What's those things that people buy? I don't know.
There was a bunch of gift cards like at the CVS that I was looking at, but a lot of them were like $25, $20. The only one that I saw was like a $10 Starbucks card.
Was there not
he doesn't drink Starbucks?
I thought the USB drive was better.
was there not a young lady on the bike page for $10?
I don't know. I don't think so, no. I think they're a lot more expensive nowadays.
Do they not run holiday specials?
Who?
So do call girls and girls like that not run holiday specials? Like, do they not have Black Friday specials? Cyber Monday specials?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Do we have any call girls or strippers or anything that can call in and give me some information on that?
You couldn't get a Hallmark card and put the change in there?
You know, matter of fact, it's the holiday season. This is the season of giving. Give a discount. Okay? You will make more.
I don't even know where you're trying to go with this conversation.
I'm just asking. It was just a thought.
Okay. I don't think so.
Like, where's...
Do you not have any friends that you could ask? Answer that on the other side of the break. It's JT Barrett, Cam Thomas, just the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel, no Barry. It is JT Barrett. It is Cam Thomas. Nick is in studio behind the boards. Want to appreciate you for doing that, my good man.
Absolutely.
This is The Usual Suspects filling in. Those guys take, what, a week vacation? They come back next Tuesday?
Well, I think Barry returns next week, if I'm not mistaken, but Joel doesn't. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, it'll be Barry Laminack and Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle next week filling in.
Gotcha.
For The Usual Suspects. Yep.
They got some good stuff, man.
Who?
That's good. I mean,
yeah.
Whole week off, maybe 2 weeks off.
Yeah, you gotta utilize that vacation when you have it, right? Lose it or use it or lose it is the saying, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What's wrong with Cam there? He looks like he's about to pass out.
I don't know. He does look like he's about to go to sleep there.
I didn't hear anything he said.
You didn't want to. You didn't want to hear that.
Okay.
It's okay. You got to be here every day, though, huh?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yes.
No,
I will
vacation
be here
time
this
for you?
Week. I mean, I take a few days here and there. You know, I sprinkle it, spread it out.
All right. I got you. That makes sense.
Yep.
Someone said that who was that? Lamont on Twitter said that whoever said that the Houston job is better than Dallas, they asked if we were virgins. And if we, they said that Houston is delusional. They also said that, do we get any, you know, tail? And to that last part, I say, and, no, I'm not a virgin.
Are you a Cowboys fan, JT?
Yeah, I am a Cowboys fan, but I try not to show my fandom as much as possible.
Okay.
I'm a realist, so I understand, you know, kind of what's going on with the team and how we've had how we haven't had a coach really since Jimmy Johnson left.
Yeah. I mean, you do make a good point about, like, you know, Jason Garrett kind of being like, I guess he's kind of like a puppet, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
He is. That's exactly what he is.
And so it does, I think you do have to consider that if you're going to take that job. I don't necessarily consider it America's team, although I do think it still has that, I don't know, that like
mystique.
That prestige to it a little bit. But talent-wise, it's hard to tell. I mean, they got Zeke, they got Dak Prescott, which is a potential, I guess, franchise quarterback if you're willing to label him like that right now. And then they got a better O-line. But with the Texans, I mean, they've got some great defenders. They have a terrible O-line, and then they have a great... You know, or not a great, but like a potentially great quarterback. So, I mean, it's tough to tell. I mean, the Texans, though, however, they're just relatively young. I mean, they've only been around since, what, 02, 03? So, it's tough.
I want to see a lot more out of Deshaun Watson. And I know people already go ahead and label him a franchise quarterback. I want to see a lot more because there were a lot of times where he was...
You just got something against Deshaun Watson. You've had it that way since he was at Clemson.
Well, no, I don't believe in Clemson because they always, you know, Clemsoning. But
yeah, Clemson, they went right to a national title.
They did go to it. They did win a national championship. They did do that. But
and you still complained after he won the game.
That what?
You just found a reason to complain, and we just put you in your room.
I don't know exactly what I complained about, but
someone get Juice Young on.
I don't know what I complained about, but I. Yeah, I know. I just want to see more. Like, I thought he was really good this year. I thought he did a lot of good things, but there was a lot of times where he was, you know, inefficient. He wasn't accurate. He was amazing on play action. Like, there was a stat out there, I think it was, he did 52 play action plays, and of the 52, he completed 38 of them. And I think of that 38, 9 of them was touchdowns. So it was just like he's, you know, finding some type of balance on that offense, especially with play action. But there was a lot of times where he would just stare down DeAndre Hopkins a lot. He wouldn't read through his progressions. It was a one read and then run. So I just want to see a little bit more. Obviously, I know there's not a lot of receivers in Houston at all. But I did want to see more out of Deshaun before I said, hey, this guy is going to be better than such and such and such and such.
He's already the best quarterback in franchise history.
It's a small sample size. It's really tough. But, I mean, when you look at what he's done in that show, I mean, it's obviously a lot more than any other quarterback has done.
The fact that you can afford to have that small of a sample size and still be the best quarterback in franchise history says a lot about the quarterbacks in franchise history.
That's the weakest department.
He'll have surpassed Matt Schaub in 2 years.
Is that the Texans franchise quarterback, Matt Schaub?
Yes.
That's their best quarterback of the franchise, probably, yeah.
Yes.
No question.
It's Matt Schaub.
That's their best quarterback ever.
Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, and who was that running back stealing money? Amon Green. He was there for like 2 years.
Not Arian Foster?
All their running backs have stolen money.
Not Arian. Arian Foster was really
it wasn't
good.
Really a guaranteed deal.
Arian Foster was good.
Yeah. When he was healthy. Then he swore off God and went vegan. And messed his career up.
That's J.J. Watt is good when he's healthy.
Where's that money? Where is that money?
What money do you refer to, Cam?
The money that he raised for Hurricane Harvey. Where's the money? Where did it go?
Asking me or, I mean...
Does anyone know? And for the record, Cam's not a Texans fan. But... Where's the money? What did JJ do with this money? This might be the biggest scam of 2017. If that money does not surface by the Super Bowl, y'all were robbed.
Well, I think he already started doing something with it.
Where is the documentation?
I don't know what it is.
I haven't seen it.
But why would he have to steal money? He just signed a very lucrative deal.
Doesn't matter. Just
no.
Doesn't matter. You know, you have incentives for games played.
Yeah.
He's missing those incentives.
So he just stole everybody else money?
All pro money.
Okay.
Unclaimed. Sack money, unclaimed.
All right.
Defensive snaps participated in, unclaimed.
Okay.
Social media posts, claimed.
So.
This is like level 3 of siphoning money.
What's level 1?
That's just like, you know. Like getting a kickback for doing something. Like you do when you do Best Buy stuff.
Okay.
There's a kickback.
All right, you want to know what it's for? I mean, it's distributed according to NFL.com. So this is a legit source, right?
Allegedly.
All right.
They're controlling the narrative.
All right, the funds will be distributed to those in need. A total of $31.5 million will be distributed among 4 partners. AmeriCares, Feeding America, SBP, and Save the Children over the next 18 to 24 months. And the funds will be used to rebuild homes, restore child care centers, provide food, and address health needs of those affected most by Hurricane Harvey in Houston.
So now we have to figure out whose health needs are more important than the other person's.
What?
If you got like whooping cough, we don't really want to deal with you right now. But if you got stage 2 flu, okay. Let's get you into the hospital right now.
I have a question. Wouldn't the smartest thing, I could be very wrong about this. Wouldn't the smartest thing to do is to build maybe apartment complexes?
All about building homes.
But where are you going to put them?
The apartment complexes?
Where are you going to put them?
I mean, if apartment.
Like legitimately asking, where are you going to put them?
I'm pretty sure there was a few destroyed by so you tear those down and you build new ones and you allow people who was displaced.
But wouldn't those already be covered by the landlord having like property insurance?
Yeah, but that's the landlord. The tenants aren't covered. If they're out of their houses, the tenants aren't covered. So what I'm saying is you build apartments, you allow people to stay for free for a year to let them get back on their feet. To let them get back on their feet, and then
I go destroy my complex right now.
And then, of course, I think you do. I think you do build a residential area of houses.
Let's just get JJ Watt Drive going right down. Let's rename Kirby JJ Watt Drive.
There has to be some land out here in Houston that can be used for that. Like maybe where Astro World was. Are y'all still sensitive about Astro World?
If anything, tear down the dome.
I loved Astro World, so I mean, I wish it could be back. But
would you rather build Astro World or help the people with?
Well, if you ask me that, I'm going to say help people. I mean, I'm an older dude. I'm 34. I mean, it doesn't really.
You're 34?
Yeah, it doesn't mean it doesn't like if at that age, like you don't care. You'd rather help people. Like if I was younger, if you asked me that, like if you asked me like I was 15, would you rather have Astro World or help people? I'm like, man. Build an Astro World. You know what I mean?
When the hell did you become... Dude, you don't look 34.
It was like right after he turned 33.
Does he look 34?
I guess
not. I would have thought he was maybe in his like late 20s.
Yeah. 34.
You're not married yet?
No, single.
Stop trying to force that upon people. That's a death sentence.
What, marriage? Marriage is a beautiful thing.
That is a ball and chain death sentence.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful thing. We'll get to OU Mike on the other side of the break at the top of the next hour. JT Barrett. Cam Thomas filling in for Joel and Barry.
Stay
here
single,
on the
guys.
Usual suspects.
It's way cheaper. Decisions too hard.
Back off, I'll take you on. ESPN 97.5.